The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You might have seen a story in the Irish Examiner today about soaring construction costs putting major flood defence scheme in Cork in doubts, and it's prompted fresh calls for a review of the public works contract. So the preferred bidder, who is poised to sign contracts, according to the reports in the paper, and start works within a few weeks, this is in the Glanmire area, the Glashaboy River, raised concerns about, you guess it, soaring costs, particularly in relation to steel and concrete. In other words, they turned around and said, listen, I'm not sure about the price that had initially been agreed. Look at the construction cost inflation that's out there. Where does that leave Glanmire and the residents? Jim Healy is chair of the Meadowbrook Residents Association in Glanmire in Cork. Jim, you have suffered flooding in the past, is that right? Including 10 years ago and that big flood in 2012.
Absolutely, yeah. It's exactly 10 years ago to June that we had a major flood in Meadowbrook. And it meant there's 49 houses in the estate, and every one of them was flooded completely, you know. Now, the water came in the back door and out the front door, and there were wooden floors, and the wooden floors all were impacted by the flood and had to be replaced. So there were major insurance claims went in, like for the flood damage. Now, since then, we have been, we've been trying so hard to get proper flood defences erected around the estate that would make us safe. See, that's our estate is the oldest private estate in Glanmire, and with the result, there are a lot of old people living, myself included, in the estate, and a lot of widows and people living on their own. Mm. And as well as that, we've been kicking doors. And especially our secretary Anne Welsh has been tireless in her pursuit of getting these flood defences done. She's been kicking doors and banging windows and banging counters, and we've had hundreds of meetings with various government ministers and with AirUp engineering companies, with Board of Works and everybody. And it looks now at this 10th hour that we were going to make the breakthrough, and that the contracts were signed, and then everything was up and running. And now we find that it's not just going to be the case because of these huge increases in building materials and stuff. And we're bitterly disappointed over that, bitterly disappointed. After all our efforts and all our, and especially Anne Welsh, she's been tireless in pursuing this, you know.
And all of that.
Hopefully it's not going to be the end of the world, that the government will come on board. And should like they'd have to up the ante for the contractors, because nobody could have foreseen a year ago when the contract was signed that these major increases would occur, you know.
Yeah, no, and listen, contractors themselves, before we kind of point the finger at that, I mean, they're left in the lurch a little bit. Were they to sign some sort of fixed price contract, none of them are going to do that at the moment, which means none of the work would be happening. Jerk Johann is with us as well. He is an independent councillor in Cork. Jerk, is that the answer? Is it the government maybe guaranteeing the price and stepping in to pony up if there is inflation post-signatory?
Yeah, hi Kieran, hi Jim, how are you? Look, it's devastating news again for the people in Glanmire. It was 14 million initially to protect 82 homes and 30 businesses, and outside of what Jim said there about 28th of June 2012, 10 years ago nearly to the day, and Jim rightly says that we're banging down the doors since then to get the works done, and eventually we got there. There's three or four OPW ministers there now since this started, and I'd be asking the minister for the OPW at this stage, find the shortfall. They're quoted 14 million. If it's gone to 17 million through no fault of anybody, inflation's gone through the roof, steel is 100% dearer than it was last year, and concrete and so on and so forth. Find it somewhere. I think he has a budget of about €1 billion to, prevent flooding in areas. give us what we need just to finish, get the project done and dusted once and for all. Because like even at the start of the year this year, there's about 200 trees removed from the length of the Glashaby River in preparation for these works to start in the coming weeks. We were that close, like, and for this to happen at the 11th hour is just totally devastating altogether. Mm. Like,
I was just going to make the point that I know there'd be people listening that have huge sympathy, but they might say, God, you know, if the government steps in here though and guarantees prices, they'd have to do it on all these big projects, and it could end up costing a fortune. That billion you mentioned, I mean, that might kind of disappear very, very quickly. And there's no incentive then to keep prices low if the government is going to kind of bridge any gap. Listen, that doesn't help people in Glanmire whose houses might be flooded this winter, but, you know, people will make that point.
It will, but like, you have to look at the bigger picture here. Like, I know those other projects, and it's easy for me to say, give us some more money, but Glanmire needs it. It's probably the fastest growing area outside of the city. Like, it's 5 miles from Cork City. There's a population there of between 14,000 and 15,000 people. The likes of Jim there and Anne and all the businesses that have got affected, and they don't have insurance. If they get another flood, these people are homeless. These people are jobless.
Yeah.
We just can't afford to do, you know, like, we can't stall it. We can't go to the second tender or the third tender. It needs to be like, and in fairness, I've been scrambling around all day today trying to get answers, and in fairness to our Deputy Patrick O'Sullivan and Deputy Colin Burke, I know, as I speak to you, they're scrambling around Dalian and whoever they can get their hands on to get.
Well, maybe they will be able to get some answers. In the meantime, residents of Glenmire, like Jim, left in the lurch. Jim, thanks a million for joining us. Jim Healy's chair of the Meadowbrook Residents Association in the town, and Jerk Johan is an independent councillor as well in Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.